Blog Talk Radio.
Last Easter, I think everything was really shut down.
Right.
At this time. So now stuff is like kind of opening back up. So a lot of the popular places that people used to take their kids, they'll be able to take them today.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yes,
so
sir.
So what are we talking about today?
Today, we will be chopping it up about DMX being on life support after suffering a heart attack. And been a lot of different like stories that have been coming out about what exactly happened and all that, but we're gonna chop it up about that. Also, the death of George Floyd that basically swept the nation. The cop who was the one that had his knee on George Floyd's neck for over 8 minutes. Derek Chauvin, his trial is underway. I think it started on Thursday, but it's been a few days now, so we're gonna chop it up about it. What's up with what's going on with it? And we're also talking about Quavo and Saweetie. We've been we kind of mentioned that their breakup last week or 2 weeks ago, but now this elevator footage surfaced of a tussle of sorts that they had in the elevator. So now it's back up. We're gonna chop it up about it. They both actually responded to the video.
Right.
Also, Lil Nas X, I don't know if you've seen these Satan shoes that he's behind.
Yeah.
And now he's being sued by Nike.
Are you kidding me?
For few reasons, they not with it, I guess, and they basically blocking the sales of it. Even though
over
600 pairs sold already.
Well, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we're gonna get into it more in depth, and also a 7-year-old is charged with rape.
What?
And yeah, I'm trying to like understand what's going on with it.
Oh, this is my first time hearing about this.
But yeah, so 646-716-8544 is the number to call. Anytime throughout the show you want to chime in, just press number 1 and we'll bring you on. And I see, let's kick this thing off with the question of the day. This is actually my first time seeing this question of the day for today.
Oh,
what is something about life that people don't appreciate as much as they should? Judy Blue. What is something about life that people don't appreciate as much as they should?
The people who want to answer them. Period.
That
you
part.
Know how many times have you ever felt unappreciated? I knew you was gonna bust out with that song. But you do so much for this person or these people, and it's like as soon as you don't wanna do something for them, it's an issue. Or if you even think about saying no, it's a problem.
Right.
So we should appreciate the people that are here for us.
That part. I'll say something about life that people don't appreciate as much as they should. It's so many things that it could be that I'm like
the little things.
Yeah, right. That's basically where like my mind is going. Like air, water. Like that's where I'm at. Like
yeah, especially when we were stuck in the house.
Stuck in the house. and especially with these masks on, like I haven't taken a deep breath outside in a year.
No. Well, I can't agree with that. That I cannot agree with.
Just take a breath in. Hold it for 10 seconds. Nah. But yeah, we'll get to more responses if you have any from Instagram or Facebook throughout the show. But let's kick it with these, let's hot in these gazogs. Starting with DMX. So I heard yesterday that, at first I just seen people posting, like, sending prayers for DMX. And I'm like, I wasn't sure what had happened. And then I started seeing all these posts about he was brain dead. He was in a vegetative state. Some people even went as far as to say he died on post. And so I was like, hold on. I hear all that. Like, and I'm starting looking stuff up. And then it turns out that he suffered a heart attack. There was some reports that it was a drug overdose, but his official, like, his people, his lawyers, they not saying that. They're saying that he suffered a heart attack.
Now, right, that's what I heard.
At
first I heard that it was an overdose, and then they said he had a heart attack in his house due to the overdose.
Right.
So I don't know. I wasn't there.
A listener say the overdose may have caused the heart attack. And it's a possibility. Yep. So then there was reports that he was taking off life support and he was breathing on his own, but now that's seemingly not true, that he's actually still on life support. So it's one of those things. But what did you think when you first heard that he even allegedly overdosed or was on life support?
Like, my first thought was like, damn, again, you know? And not to even be funny, but a lot of people that be having, I had this conversation with my friends, because they was like, once a crackhead, always a crackhead. And I'm like, no, that's not true. You know what I'm saying? It's not funny, but it's not true, because, you know, I know a lot of people who were on drugs and they were able to get off of it. He just wasn't able to fight his demons like they were able to, you know? And then she was like, well, that's because, like, you, that's what you think. I'm sure they dibble and dabble. I'm like, damn, dibble and dabble and crack. Like, serious. But I was like, damn, you know, is this like something that he just can't get a grip of? And that's just being sober as many times as he tried. I also seen like comments saying, nah, because the last two times I prayed for him and he went back and did drugs again.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, that's crazy to say that. You know what I'm saying? That's that's crazy. You know, it's just something that he can't fight. It's a disease. I mean, when you really get down to it,
at the end of the day,
it's a disease of an addiction. So, yeah.
Sheesh. I was more like just shocked, like, dang, like, because he was seemingly, you know, doing good.
Right.
He was supposedly working on his album. He was just on, I just seen a video from him on that Noriega show, Drink Champs.
Right.
Like, he seemed like, you know, but, damn. And then you would think, like, as an avid drug user, if it was an actual overdose, that, like, what did you try something different? Type shit, because you should know your body at this point and what how much of something, you know, you could handle at this point.
That's
you know, like, and it's kind of like, what Did he change it up?
Right.
Did he, like, add some other shit?
Like, you would say, like, all right, my drink minimum is two. Like, you know, I got a two-drink minimum. Just so you know, you won't get drunk. And somebody who's been doing drugs, you would think they know not to. Or maybe their body is so immune to the drug that they, like, take more than they're feeling more. You know? We don't know. Or it could even be his way. It could be something so simple. We can't even jump to the gun. It could be so simple and it could just be his weight. His weight could be one of the issues that, because he did gain weight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That could have been something that caused a heart attack. So we don't know. We got to wait. We got to wait and see.
True. I just hope he pulls through
the
covers. Because it's just one of those things that is like, you kind of like expect that you might just, you know, that the worst case scenario, but we'll see. Hopefully if he flips it around and, you know, begins to like breathe on his own and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
some positive vibe that way. Let's move on to the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd trial. It began a few days ago. So what they've been doing is, they've been putting people who were there, witnesses, on the stand to testify. Everybody who was there on that sidewalk, the young lady who recorded the incident, she was 17 years old at the time. Everybody who was there, they basically were, had them testify about what happened. And the defense is trying to paint this picture that the people that were there watching is, I guess, the reason why Derek Chauvin kept his knee on George Floyd's neck all that time.
Wow.
Like, that's the picture they're trying to paint to get him off, saying like the people was like insulting them with their words and they felt threatened.
So what did it have to do with his neck?
Right. The people are actually, and another word they were using was distracting. Like, the people are basically telling you to get off of his neck. He looks like he is losing consciousness. The EMT worker that was there, she flat out told them, like, look, I'm a firefighter, like, just check his pulse. Like, something as basic as that. Like, they wasn't just yelling at y'all, calling y'all pigs, and why y'all harassing a black man. Nah, they literally saying, like, yo, take your knee off his neck. Like, he's saying he can't breathe.
And since they were telling him to do it, they want them like, no, we're not doing it. Stay lonely.
Right.
Just
as is, that's how it really felt like. And one girl testified that she felt like he started going even harder on George Floyd's neck the longer the time went. And they was asking, like, how could you tell? And she, like, his foot lifts up off the ground and he put his hands in his pocket. So that's to add more weight and pressure.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
My thing is, why do we even need? I guess that's just how the system works. Because it's like, is right there, plain as day, on the footage. What's up?
When
you got professionals that's testifying saying that it was unnecessary use of force and like, and the cause, what the cause of death was, and we still got to have a trial to, like, it should have been
right
there, clear as day.
Right.
Like,
it's right on video.
And that's
and the sad
crazy.
Part is, it doesn't even matter what happened before or after. I mean, well,
right.
not after, but it doesn't even matter what happened before when he went into
right.
the store.
Because that's another
what
thing.
What matters
that,
is what happened when they arrived on the scene.
Right. Another thing that the defense is trying to paint is that, because you know they're going to try to paint George to be out there. To be the bad guy, so they on some.
Of course.
Oh, he was resisting arrest, and then they point to how big of a man he was. He's 6 foot this, and he weighs this many pounds. And it's like,
okay,
cool, fine. We're talking about 8+ minutes of four officers after all of that, after the possible resisting of arrest. And all that. Y'all got this man down on the ground now. He's handcuffed. Four people. That knee on the neck for over 8 minutes. That shit was unnecessary.
Very. Very.
Like, even if y'all just held him down. You know what I mean? Like, if y'all felt like, oh, he's gonna, like, overpower all four of us, like, there was other ways y'all could have, like, restrained him, not one that was going to take his life. That's where the issue is.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And
I can't believe, that's what I be saying about a lot of cases, like, this is open and shut, like, what do we need all this other information when you see Priya's day on camera with this hat? From different angles at that. Like, what is there more else to say? Crazy.
Super crazy, and we'll see. I don't know how much more, how many more days of the trial we have to go through.
Right.
And when the sentencing or when they're going to come down, come up with a verdict, I don't know, like, when that's going to be. But, okay, cool. So we'll see how what the outcome is. After it, caller from, we got a caller on the line. Let's bring him on. See what's up. Caller from 314 area code. Caller, what's up? What's up? What's your name? And where you from?
Hey, I'm calling from the Midwest.
What's up?
On George Floyd.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you. On George Floyd, let's play a little scenario here. I'm the defendant's lawyer, and you the prosecutor. All right, you gonna say I use excessive force? My defense for my defendant is the technique was approved by Minneapolis police.
For that long,
you gonna say that I kept my knee on him too long? My defense is that no place in the rules say how long you should or should not keep your knee on him to restrain him. You're going to say that y'all should have used a different technique. I'm as defense going to say, well, we had him handcuffed and wanted him to get in the car, but he wouldn't get in. You see how that go?
Yeah, of course.
So, other words, I'm for my defense for my client. My client done nothing that was unjustifiable.
Of course, that's
police
what they're
department.
Gonna, how they're gonna,
that's the way it's gonna go. The police department and they weren't the only one. There's many in the country that approve of that technique. Now, some have modified. Some are chose to leave it as it is. The city had no rule. See, the reason why come the family got paid off is because he was in their custody and he lost his life. It had nothing to do by right or wrong. It was the fact that he was in the custody. And when you take somebody into your custody, then their life is in your hands under normal circumstances. Same thing with Freddie Gray. He was in the police custody, and they should have assured him that he would be transported safely. Look at Sandra Bland. Sandra Bland was in their custody, but they put her in the cell. Now, she ended up being hung, but the police didn't have anything to do with that. It was suicide. So right or wrong is one thing, but the law is another. You follow me?
No, absolutely. And that's the sad part, and that's where the loophole is, and that's why there's prosecutors, and that's why there's a defense. Regardless if someone's a cold-blooded serial killer murderer, they're going to have someone there that's going to try to get them a better deal or offer, if not completely off.
Let me give you another example. Just recently, you had an Uber driver that was in a carjacking by two girls. One was 12 and one was 15.
Right.
I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, I definitely heard about
it. I didn't know she was 12.
I know one was 15. One was might have been 13. I'm not sure. Okay, they used a stun gun. Okay. And supposedly some older people put them up to do it. All right.
Oh,
now people are crying and saying, well, they too young, and they didn't know what they was doing. They wasn't old enough. Well, that's regardless of the case. Somebody lost their life because of your actions.
Right.
Now, the law in the state says that you can try the 15-year-old as an adult. And it says that the younger one is a juvenile, but they can be detained. Well, some people say that they are too young to face the trial. Now, that's their defense.
Mm-hmm.
The prosecution for the family of the one that lost their life, they want the most harshest punishment because he was a father and he left children without a father because of their action.
Right.
And another thing, the adults that put the kids up to do that, they too need to be prosecuted for contributing to the delinquency of minors.
And who were these adults?
I don't know who they were, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, I definitely, I didn't know that someone put them up to it. The overall thing is wild that they were even in that predicament. Like, I was,
right.
Like.
It's not the first time I heard.
Well,
you had one in St. Louis.
Old.
You had one in St. Louis with some young, about 14, hijacked the car.
Like, it's
so
crazy.
This is the point. When you look at, you want to have empathy for the perpetrator for whatever reason, but you're not thinking along the lines of the victim's relatives, this family that's left behind. And see, here's another thing. When you commit a crime like murder, you're not committing a crime against the victims and his family. You are committing a crime against the state that this occurred in. So the prosecutor is going to prosecute on behalf of the state. Not necessarily the family, but the state. Because we've seen cases like that one deal with a police officer, the female in Texas that entered the wrong apartment and shot the guy.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Right.
Well, the family forgave her. But no, the family can't forgive her because she committed a crime against the state of Texas when you killed the man.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I mean, definitely, I appreciate your point of view, and it's true, but it doesn't make it, like, right or ever really.
You
got to
do
nothing
but right or wrong. It's the law.
Yeah, it's the law.
That's the crazy part. That's
well, it depends on what side of the fence you on. Let me tell you something else. You ever had your automobile hit and tore by somebody else that didn't have insurance?
Oh, definitely.
So what did you
do? I wound up pulling my insurance, and they fixed it for me.
All right. Now, suppose you only had liability like states require to show your financial responsibility if you hit somebody else.
Right.
That's not comprehensive where they would pay you to fix your car. Now, most people...
See, they left. They crashed it and just kept going.
Yeah. So most people, what they do...
I was chasing them.
Did you get their license number?
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, let me tell you
I'm
what should have happened. You should have got their information. And even though they didn't have insurance...
No, they just backed up and left. They left. They just ran off.
Well, let me give you a scenario. Because there has been cases when people have been hit. They got all the information on the one they done the hidden damage, and they didn't have insurance like the state requires. Now, what do you do? Well, what you should do is file a civil suit against them. File a civil suit against them for the damages and get a judgment on them, which will stay with them for the rest of their lives until they pay. Hell, they may win the lotto.
You can't do that if they drive off. You can't get their license plate number. So
well, I'm saying if you know who the perpetrators were.
Right. Now, that would make sense, yes.
If somebody do you harm, for say like they shoot a family member or whatever, not only do they face crime, the punishment of the state, but you should file civil suits against them. The most prominent example of that was O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson came out okay on the criminal trial, but Nicole's family filed a civil suit against him, whereas they sued him for damages that he has to pay if he comes into some money other than his pension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, class is out. You guys can, go on to your next class. All right, bye bye.
Thanks a lot for calling
in. We
appreciate your input.
Yeah, class is over.
I always was saying that even when it comes to like defense attorneys and stuff, like I don't know, I don't think I could be a defense attorney because just how do you just got to like be blind to the fact that your client committed a crime and just be the best attorney you can be to get them off. Like
why would you take a case like that?
Right. Like
is it just given to you? Because this is going to be hard, especially if you have a bias.
The impossible or like you know
right if you have a bias against this person and you don't even really like them but you gotta do this too even if you feel like they was guilty
even if you know they guilty
and at least
that's the first thing that was popping my mind. Let's move Annalise. On to Quavo and Saweetie, an elevator incident. You seen this video? It was a surveillance
video.
Camera from the elevator reminding you of like that time when Solange was Chung Li kicking
Jay-Z. Go
down
Jay-Z. In the elevator all the time.
Yeah, it's been a lot of elevator videos throughout the past years. Different people. It goes down in the elevator. What you thought when you seen this elevator footage of Quavo and Saweetie tussling?
What I just said, it goes down in the elevator.
It goes down in the elevator.
Like, damn. I was like, you better not hit her. Because it's over if you hit her.
Right.
They don't care what a female did to you. You better not hit her. Because she could kick you right in your face. If you even think about swinging back, it's over for you.
Yeah.
And that was the whole story.
That was like some of the reactions from it. Some people immediately saw abuse type thing.
Right.
Like oh, he's an abuser. He's an abuser. He da da da. But I was looking to see like if he actually hit her, and in that video he didn't like actually hit her, but it was weird. It was kind of like he was trying to get her in the elevator and she was trying to get out the elevator, and it was like a tug of war.
That's not what it looked like.
And then he finally like manhandled her into the elevator. That's what it looked like to me.
Looked like she hit him. She swung at him. Like if you've seen the longer version, it's a little bit longer, not too much. Mm. But she swung at him, and it was like she was trying to get that little Call of Duty box, and he was trying to, he wasn't, trying to let her get to it. But I know they was tussling, and he swung her into the elevator, and she just automatically dropped down to the floor and just stayed there.
Yeah.
And then they went down, the elevator opened, nobody got in, and she was still on the floor. And then it looked like it went to a floor that they already was on, because there was, like, shoes outside the elevator. And then they got out, and it looked like he was saying, come on, like, get your stupid ass up or something like that. And she got up and limped and just started walking out the elevator. She knew it was cameras in there. They both knew it was cameras in there because he looked up.
Yeah, he definitely looked up, and it was that sound that's going around and be like, it was at this moment he knew he fucked up.
Right.
That's kept
but he
ain't
do nothing like that to
at,
me. To me, just
when swung
around. He
first looked up at the camera, it was like, damn, they got
damn,
me.
Damn, right? But to me, he ain't do nothing because I feel like she was the aggressive one. I'm sorry, but it's not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right. I just, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
We shouldn't hit
it's hard
nobody.
To say
because
we don't know, like, we only see from the moment the elevator door, I guess, opens.
Right, exactly.
So we don't know what happened before that. And it looks bad on him.
Right.
Regardless. But I definitely don't think he actually hit her in that clip, in that moment. But it was more like a pull and, like, tug of war over this case.
Right.
But yikes. And it's funny because since they just announced their breakup and then this footage comes out, you would think, oh, this is the reason why. But it turns out that footage is actually from last year sometime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who just leaked it. Like, because if it happened the whole year ago, how is it conveniently just now resurfacing? Or surfacing,
right.
Period. Not even resurfacing.
Right.
So somebody has some, like somebody, whoever works for that building probably called TMZ like, yo,
Look what I got.
Some for y'all. Like, because this happened here.
That's how it goes, too.
So they both, Quavo and Saweetie, both commented on the video. Saweetie wrote, "This unfortunate incident happened a year ago. While we have reconciled since then and moved past this particular disagreement, there were simply too many other hurdles to overcome in our relationship, and we have both since moved on." And then Quavo told TMZ about the video, "We had an unfortunate situation almost a year ago that we both learned and moved on from. I haven't physically abused Saweetie and have real gratitude for what we did share overall." It just looks bad.
Right. He'd be all right, though. They'd be all right. He just had a birthday party. I was like, damn, she didn't even make it to the party. When I say make it, I mean the relationship last to the party. But yeah, man, it's unfortunate. But you see stuff like this every day.
Yes, sir. Let's move on. What else hot in these blogs? Lil Nas X being sued. Him and his friend being sued by Nike. And they even got like some kind of restraining order or some shit to like block the
Nike?
Sales. Yeah.
What?
To block the sales of the sneaker, which I heard already sold. All of them. I thought they already sold them. Yeah. I want to say they sold out.
There was only
600. There was 666 pairs produced on purpose.
Sold out.
And that was originally when they first came out. That's what I heard before I learned about Nike, like not wanting to be a part or be associated with, and you know, before all of that came out, I thought they sold. But people were actually going in on Nike, thinking Nike has something to do with it. Like, how y'all promoting these Satanist shoes and all that. And so Nike, this was more so to protect their brand. Why they decided
to sue. Sell those? Right. How do you get any, like...
So what it seems like...
Oh, did he know that it was going to be an issue and just didn't care?
Well, you know, Nike generally allows people to alter their sneakers to, you know, to like customize them. You can even customize them on a Nike site. And then so many people actually customize them outside too. Like, but I guess in this case, when it comes to the amount they customized and then the controversy behind what the shoes
said. Yeah, the promotion and the controversy. Yes, absolutely, I agree. Could be that.
Because I think if he would have just produced like 10 pair or even one pair and sold it, I don't think it would have been such a big deal.
He got good. Because
I was wondering too, like how they even get all the pair, but I guess maybe they acted as a wholesaler and just ordered it in bulk.
The wholesale was okay, but the promotion and what they called it and all of that was just like out of line. So now they got to put a stop to it.
I think if the people wouldn't have been causing a stir, Nike probably wouldn't even say. They probably wouldn't even said anything.
Yeah, it got out of hand. So like, nah, you wowed out with this name.
Because this same person that
designed... Down our throat.
Right. The same person that designed these sneakers, he said he designed another pair either last year or 2 years or so ago where they... I forget what they were called, but they were on the opposite side of the spectrum. They were holy sneakers, holy shoes, or some shit like that. and he supposedly put like actual holy water in the air bubble or something, like,
what?
And they were all white, and they sold, I think it was only one pair, and they sold for like a couple of $1,000s.
Okay.
I forget what the exact name of them were, but yeah, and nobody tripped.
Right.
But when you produce 666 pairs,
I'm done. You said he put the holy water in the air bubble.
Yeah, it was something like,
how much
like
did
even
they
with
sell
these,
for?
They sold for over $1,000. I'm gonna look it up and see, but even in these, it say each pair is featuring real human blood. I don't know where he put it.
Oh, nah.
In the bubble or what? It probably was like a little pinch.
I would think. Or put it in the Nike check. Oh, no.
Yeah, something.
Oh, my God.
Somewhere. Or put it on the little
nobody's
key chain
gonna know.
That be hanging on the side. They put it somewhere.
Right. I would like to know. I looked that up. I want to know.
So they got them. So it wasn't only one pair, I guess, because they got them on StockX right now for $3,000. The Jesus shoes, they were called.
Oh, the holy water shoes.
The holy water ones, yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you a picture.
Right.
So they sold for. In 2019, I'm seeing an article from CBS News that's talking about them, and they sold for $4,000.
Oh, man.
And it's the same guy.
Holy water. So the person
they
who
actually,
bought them,
they
looked,
they looked pretty cool, though. I ain't going front. They was white,
the
and then they had, like...
So they was going to be extra blessed. Because they was walking on holy water.
I am black. I am black.
Right, walking with them.
From my love.
Walking with them, walking down the street, singing that song.
When I wake up in the morning, and I lay my head to earth. Yeah, man. What you thought when you seen these sneakers, though?
I didn't really look at the sneaker up close, so, because I'm over those type of sneakers, so I really didn't care to look. But I did see all the hoopla.
Yeah.
You know, I saw all the, but now if you said it's supposed to be some human blood, now I think I need to go look up close to see where this blood is at. I'm curious.
Yeah, I think that they did exactly what they wanted to do, like mission accomplished, because now everybody's talking about these sneakers.
Right.
And now I think they're going to sell for even more just because they are becoming now like blocked and people going to want them just to...
People aren't stupid like that, though.
Them.
Like, what?
Yep.
Right?
Just to have them.
Be like, oh, this app is not going to be available no more, so you got to download it now. Everybody go start downloading.
Yeah.
What's that other one? The one with the Angry Birds, the birds. I think it was Angry Birds. Pretty sure like that. They did it. But that's the American way.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, they, we'll see how this plays out. More than likely, they're going to sell even more. Let's move on. Last but not least, this about this seven-year-old who was charged with rape. And this happened in New York, for upstate New York.
Southern New York.
The thing is, I've been, like, looking to find more information, but there's, like, no major details other than the boy being charged. They don't mention who the victim was, how old the victim was or what exactly happened.
Right.
But the thought of a 7-year-old being charged.
Wait, they put a story out, but they don't say why or how? I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't get it either.
That's crazy.
I don't know why. Maybe because he's 7, they ain't put out the details, but it's like,
yeah,
how you just telling me
is,
that somebody...
Okay, you don't have to tell me the name. Just tell me the story. The
right. Because that's the thing that was like, you just telling me that this boy is charged and you giving the reactions to it, but you're not saying what exactly happened. The only
right.
information that they put out is that it was an incident that was reported on Thanksgiving. That's all they said about it.
Oh, my God. They could have kept that shit to themselves.
Right, until more info was available. Literally,
right?
If you Google this story or look it up, every news outlet that's reporting on it, none of them mention any details about it.
That's ridiculous. Don't ever waste my time like that again.
So there's a defense attorney in New York City who calls the charges absurd. He says instinctually it shouldn't happen that a 7-year-old, I don't think you even could really realize what you're doing at 7 years old. So I think it's
right.
absurd to charge a 7-year-old with rape. He said they'd have to prove he actually physically committed this act, which to me, it almost seems to be an impossibility.
But that's why I want to know, like, that's why I want to hear the story, because that 7 years, oh, you really know what's going on? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Because I wonder what he
and
did
how old
exactly
was the victim?
And how old was the victim. That's my main thing. That's
right.
what I want to know.
How old was the victim?
But they are actually trying to change the law that would change the age where you can be convicted of that from 7 to 12. They want the minimum age to be 12.
All right, but it's too late because we already got a 7-year-old in trouble right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 years old.
Seven?
That's a felony. Somebody said, how could anyone this young be charged with this crime or any crime at all? Some people feel like they need to charge the adults and get the kids help or whatever.
A 7-year-old rapist? Come on now. That's going to follow
right.
him for the rest of his life.
Right. His life will
he's
be
only
life is
7.
Over. Yeah.
His life is over before it even began.
Yeah. And I could only imagine what his, what his rate
the youngest conviction would that be? Would that be? The youngest conviction
not sure.
ever? These laws are crazy.
He would be a juvenile delinquent.
At the age of 7. He don't got no chance. At that age, you still trying to figure out the difference between wrong and right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We'll see how it plays out. Hopefully more information comes out about it. The details of it. I'm sure it will, though.
No. They can't. He's too young, but they could say something. They don't have to say names. It's just the fact that he's 7.
Right.
That's why they said so.
There should definitely be another way about it, like,
right,
because that's definitely too young. Because it's like, where he even learned this from? Who's responsible? Right. Like, what has he been watching? And then also, to what extent did this, like...
did somebody do it to him?
Like, right, because that's some comments I was reading that was implying that possibility.
It's always the question, did somebody do it to him?
Right.
It should always be the question. Or did he see somebody doing it in front of him?
Yikes. So, that concludes what's hot in these blizzies. In these blizzy dogs. Let's get ready to get into the part of the show that we call What Blows Mine. We say we get under our skin, what irks our nerves. Let's get that theme music stopping. What blows mine? It's the part of the show we stay with the sun to our skin, where it's our nerves. What's that one thing people do that just have you saying, bruh? Really? 646-716-8544. Press 1 right now, right now, right now. Judy Blue.
Nothing. Now this damn pollen all over.
I heard
place.
The pollen was bad out there.
I can't. My car is green.
Are you allergic?
No, it don't bother me, but it's just messy.
You. But yeah, I heard about it. I've seen videos of another friend of mine posted a video of her car. Her shit was covered.
It's just messy. That's it. Like, thank God I don't have to deal with the allergy part of it.
Right, because I was about to say, for the people who actually got the allergies, yeesh. Nose all red right now.
Right, suffering. Like, literally just mad. It's like a lot, though. It's crazy.
Damn.
I was like, do I even go wash my car at this point?
So is it a season?
I have to bring the chairs in.
Is it for a week? Like, how does this work?
I don't know. Because between the pollen and the little white leaves falling from the tree, man.
I actually got to get a car wash. Speaking of car washes.
No, I'm about to go. Mine is bad. Not bad, but yeah.
Shit, it don't make sense to
us if
tomorrow is going to be covered again.
Right, but then you would think, like, it rain. That's what I'm saying. Like, I might not just get it and just go do it tomorrow before I start whatever I got to do. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But it rained for, like, 4 days in a row. I'm like, all right, it should be a little bit better when the rain, you know, washing it all a little. No. As soon as the car dried up, right back. I know, yeah, that blows mine. What blows yours?
What blows mine? Cash-only establishment.
Oh, gosh.
Like, who carries cash?
Right.
But also, you know what I discovered? A lot of people out here don't, they be using cash, like, heavy. Like, there's been several times where I was in the supermarket, and you know they got the stuff checkout, and the line would be mad long because these people want to use cash. And then... hey, I go with my car, and they're like, oh, you're using the car? You can go right here for this one. And I'm like, damn, like, people still use cash like that.
Cash?
To where it's like, oh, that's all I have. So I can't go check out because I got to stand on this long ass line because cash is all I have. Like,
that's
what?
Crazy. Yeah, I could honestly say I haven't went to the ATM for like a month. Like,
yeah,
literally.
No
and
need.
That's a long time for me. Right, that's a long time for me. Because I used to go every weekend. Crazy.
But
yeah.
I think that's all I got. I feel like I had something else, but it's can't remember right now. So
right along, man.
With that said, let's get ready to get up out of this joint. Facebook.com/HollywoodandFriendsRadio. Email us HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. And follow us on Instagram @HollywoodandFriends. Judy Blue, will you? I try to get it.
Judy.blue on Instagram. Judy Blue on Facebook. See everything here at the same time. And on YouTube, you can watch our videos, our challenges, our interviews, and Hollywood's music. Stacey, you can watch her videos too. I ain't forget you, Stacey. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @IAmHollywood, and follow our producer Stacey @HamptonBlueNetwork on Instagram. BLU, how you spell blue. And also, like Judy said, YouTube.com/HamptonBlue. Subscribe, like, comment, all that. Appreciate y'all for tuning in, however you're tuning in. Thanks to the guy that called in earlier. And
we out.
We out. Deuce.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.